I could literally start immediately.
A wee mowit.
I could start immediately.
A wee mowit.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mowit.
We on, baby.
Don't worry, Phil. Phil used to do that cons. I told you, when we went to Notre Dame, Phil would probably get close to blacked out and then put fucking 10 eighth graders and seventh graders in a huge van and just drive around.
We had a paintballing trip. That was the same thing. It was just not, it was all the dads were blacked out.
Yeah.
And then like the kids would fight each other.
It's crazy. Dads fight. Have zero qualms about DUIs, dude. About driving under the influence. They're like,
they
I'll
were
drive.
Allowed
I'm
to do
drive.
It. They were allowed to do it.
You'd be like, just get an Uber. Just, it's not a big, I'm not leaving my car here, Shane.
No, that'd be weird. For that, I mean, for that guy.
It dude, is kind of effeminate to leave your car.
Dude, imagine you're 70, not 70, 60 or whatever, and just some like fucking art school dude with a nose ring comes and picks you up in your driveway. That's like a fucking like freak out for a 65-year-old.
Yeah,
dude.
That makes sense.
Like, is this guy going to try to fuck me? Like, what the fuck's going on?
Why else would you get in someone's car?
Exactly. You're like, you're getting driven somewhere. It's like they're like, is this gay thing is so oppressive that
when you see
like,
old dudes getting an Uber for the first time, it's pretty fun though.
So funny
when
dude.
They discover what it is. They're like, so you just pick us up and you do this all night then. How about that? Huh?
It's so fucking funny. They see the
but
long
now,
phone
due
charger.
To COVID, the dads have to sit in the back. Now it's gay time.
Yeah, true.
Now that's gay.
Just sit
if
in the
you
back
have
the
to
car.
Sit in the back while a dude drives you around.
It is
you
funny.
Sit up front.
It is funny to be chauffeured to the Elks.
And give directions.
True, yeah. Being the back chauffeur to the Elks just fucking.
It's like a 7-minute drive.
The paparazzi's out waiting for you. You get out, so the driver comes around, opens the door.
Is there a service where you can hire like fake? I think I've said this before. Is there a service where you can fake or hire fake paparazzi to like come up and like snap you? And you're like,
there
has guys,
to be.
Come on, guys. You're like, I'm a famous YouTuber.
They like call the celebs call the paparazzi.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, we're going to be at this restaurant.
Yeah, but you could hire like 7 photographers and go to the mall and just have everyone be like, and then hire 2 other guys to go to like 1 hot chick and like, that guy's a famous YouTuber. And they'd probably
people
try to
do that on YouTube a lot.
They'd probably
that's a little
really,
prank, yeah.
Is it a prank?
And it works.
People are like, oh my God.
Yeah, there are people, sometimes it sparks like a panic of people like screaming and taking pictures.
Maybe we truly are
it would be
physical,
nice.
Stupid, instinctual creatures.
I think we are.
Oh.
I think everything's instinctual.
You're just like, that guy has all the bananas.
Which kind of, which makes me sad, because then there is no such thing as free will. If everything's instinctual, everything happened exactly how it was always going to happen, just about.
Yeah.
We were always going to instinctively respond to just about every confrontation we've ever had the same way.
Yeah, but you can train the will. You can train. You absolutely can train
the
will.
That's instinct, too, to train your will. So,
yeah,
therefore, you were always going
to
do
but
that.
But it is a choice to train or not train the will.
Yeah, but like I was saying earlier, something triggers you in there to be like, all right, I got to stop doing this.
Yeah, divine inspiration.
Hopefully.
I
mean, that's one thing that, I mean, look,
true.
There's no difference between science and religion.
True.
You know?
Oh,
that could
I'm
be
not.
The Holy Spirit.
You're playing devil's advocate. We are McWhorter and Lowry, dude.
Speaking of that, I watched that fucking Da Vinci Code bullshit on the plane. You couldn't be more wrong, dude.
Wait, Da Vinci Code? You're talking, wait, you know what? Angels and Demons.
It's the same. It's the sequel. That shit sucked dick so bad. I was so mad the whole time. So by the way, I get, like, I remember when I was a kid and Da Vinci Code came out and they, like, the Catholic school was like, don't go see that.
Don't watch that shit.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
They were right, dude. It is bullshit. I looked up all these. So the whole time, Tom Hanks just says facts.
Does
for
he?
No reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Like him and this
you
girl.
You talking Angels and Demons?
Angels and Demons.
Okay.
Same thing, though.
True.
It's the same guy. He's still got that long, like, parted down the middle hair that looks fucking horrific.
Tom, we need you to look more gay than you actually do.
The movie opens with Tom Hanks swimming at whatever university he works at. And
was he shredded in it or was he working
he
with?
Was actually shredded as fuck,
I knew it, dude.
Hanks looked good. Then this, a guy that works for the Pope or one of the Vatican is walking in. You know, it's one of those classic scenes. The guy's swimming. Somebody walks in with like a briefcase and a fucking suit and is like, Mr. something, we need to talk to you. But Tom Hanks like puts his arms up on the side of the pool and he's like, I've been submitting things to you guys. I was wondering when you would show up. And he's like, how do you know who I am? And he's like, Vatican. And he's like, how do you know this? He's like, the symbol on your briefcase, it's the keys. That's the papal symbol.
It's the same as fucking Da Vinci Code.
He literally goes, it's the papal symbol. He's saying it to a fucking guy that works at the Vatican. Dude, I know what the symbol is. Why would you ever include that in the fucking dialogue other than for retards watching it to be like, whoa.
How do you know that?
How do you know the papal symbol? The keys. It's like, yeah, dude, everybody knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
Throughout the whole movie, he's like, but Da Vinci, he didn't design this. The Sistine Chapel was actually designed in. It's over here. Like, oh, I'm so stupid. I should have known this. And then he keeps talking about the whole thing's based around. So he does say actual facts throughout.
Yeah.
And then the mixed in are just totally made up facts.
Really?
Yeah. At one point, he's like, the Illuminati, it's an ancient order of scientists that are coming back because of La Purga. You remember the Purga? And the purge. Catholics are like, oh, we tried to forget the Purga. the Purga of 1688, which is where the Catholic Church went around branding and torturing scientists.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened.
Never happened?
This fucking pussy, whatever the author's name is, Brown.
Yeah, yeah.
He made it up. I'd like to purge him, dude.
Fuck that
How
guy.
How dare
dude.
You besmirch a religion like this?
Wait, but they did. Giordano Bruno got like... killed any the guy who came out and said the universe is infinite. They fucking killed his ass.
I looked into all that. It turns out I don't think the Catholic Church ever executed a scientist for facts.
Yeah, it was just for going against the religious stuff.
Like even Galileo, like the heresy of mm-hmm. the heliocentrism.
Yeah,
that's not really the case.
They didn't beat his ass.
They were like, I think for like 8 years they would not publish his book or something.
All right, fair enough.
And then they were like, all right, yeah, that seems legit, and published it.
Yeah, they didn't.
The Catholic Church was, I think, at the forefront of most science, modern science.
Yeah, probably. Makes sense.
The gay libs, the left, dude, the Marxists,
yeah,
try to tell us religion and science can't coexist.
It's, dude, I hate
Meanwhile, religion is science, dude. Science is religion.
Heard that.
Breakdown of the DNA. That's God, dude.
Heard that.
That's a code from heaven.
Heard that.
Get the results. Turns out, first off, blood pressure again. Great.
That's awesome.
I can't believe it. Keeps happening.
That's awesome.
Then we get this. I get the blood results. Everything's good. Literally everything's good.
That's awesome.
I've been dreading going to the doctor for so long. I was like, I definitely have diabetes. My liver's definitely failing. My heart's exploding right now. For sure, my heart's exploding. No, all good.
What were the panels for the blood? Did they go like, obviously, they probably did blood sugar.
I couldn't understand them. I had to look all of them up.
Yeah, yeah.
It was everything.
You don't have the BDs.
Don't have diabetes. Nice. Don't have pancreatitis. Just have, he was probably like, your stomach's probably just inflamed.
Yeah, you had a military grade stomachache.
Yeah, top of the line
stomachache. Heavy duty stomachache.
Fucking the worst stomachache possible. And that got me thinking, like, dudes that have like stomach cancer.
Oh, it's fucked.
You got to ride that out just till you die. Just your stomach hurts till you die.
Yeah, dude. I knew a guy who was an operator. He used to operate on machinery. And he was telling me he hasn't had a non-liquid shit, a solid shit for a decade. This dude's just been diarrhea for 10 years. 10 years, dude.
I'm not on the 10-year trip, but I'm definitely on the fucking 50-50.
It's 50-50?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, dude, hungover fucking blowouts.
But that's, yeah, four days a week, dude.
Yeah. No, I'm not hungover 4 days a week. Come on, Matt.
For sure. I didn't say you were.
What the fuck, dude? I don't have a problem. Why would you say that?
This guy, I remember, blew my mind. He's like, man, I haven't taken a solid shit in about 14 years.
I believe it. There's no way my dad's taking a solid shit.
Dude,
I see
bad?
The toilets.
Have you smelled his dumps?
Like, I haven't smelled a dump, but I've seen the aftermath. If you go to my parents' house, if you go up to my parents' bathroom, Jackson Pollock is it on the like back.
It's a rest stop mosaic.
It's a rest stop mosaic, dude. He sprays the toilet. He hits the spray every time. You can hear it, dude. Every time Phil shits, it starts with like a and it's funny. You can just yell. You can be like, hey. He's like, shut up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Tommy hits those, too.
Does he really?
Tommy Pope hits the fucking hard dumps in the morning. Like, yeah, I'd be out there gaming. He'd wake up. I could hear the crud hit.
Really?
Loud. He hits dad shits.
Dude, I've been hitting. I've had like weird dumps for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm been finally reliably hitting like loafs, like almost barely having to wipe loafs. However, I've been hitting having loafs. Health issues.
Loafs are so good.
Pinching, dude. Like, like 1-2 wipe loaves. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Don't be doing this, it's no beat.